This year, thousands of American troops will be away from home for the holidays, including Tech Sergeant Andrea Romero.
Sergeant Romero is currently stationed just south of Baghdad. She's from Nellis Air Force Base, and her mom lives here in Las Vegas. And Sergeant Romero joins us by the phone this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Las Vegas.
Hello. How you doing? How you hanging in there?
I'm doing great. It's an honor to be on the phone with you guys. This is awesome.
I know. This is really cool. And hopefully Mom's listening. Is she watching?
I hope she is up this early with my son, Caden. Hopefully she's up getting him ready for daycare.
Yeah, really. That must be tough. So you're away from your son. How is that during the holidays? It's got to be really tough.
You know, my son, he turned a year while I was here, so this is his first real Christmas, and hopefully I'll be able to be there for the holidays to see him, to, be able to open those gifts up. But, you know, I'm here for a bigger reason to help the Iraqi people out, and, you know, sometimes you make sacrifices, and it's, in the end, it's well worth it. It's to benefit myself and to him, and then this is the future of our the kids here and the kids in the United States, so it's an honor. It's an honor. I can put my feelings aside and wake up in the morning and be okay.
What do the troops do to keep spirits up over the holidays when they're away at war like this?
You know, the units here, you know, us being here with joint efforts with the Army, it's a lot. We have Christmas tree lightings. We have holiday gatherings, parties to get together. We sing, and they make the best out of the situation we're in so that though we're away from home, away from family, we still have family here and friends we can depend on to help us get through the holidays. There's a lot of morale boosters that go on here to make us feel more at home.
Mm-hmm. And it seems like things have somewhat mellowed out in that area, and so perhaps this will be the first Christmas in a long time in the Baghdad area where there's some peace and relative calm.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, I would agree, especially with the operation changing from Operation Iraqi Freedom to Iraqi New Dawn, and it's our main purpose here is to win in hearts and minds of the Iraqi people, and that's one thing I wanted to do. If it's to change the minds of one Iraqi person or someone I'm working with on a daily basis here, that, you know, things have calmed down a lot, and getting to know the people of Iraq, the Iraqi nationals, and leaving here with a sense of pride knowing that we contributed to the sustainment, that's very important. And it helps us focus on our mission here.
In our final seconds together, you got the floor. What do you want to say to your mom and your son?
I want to say, Caden, I love you. I want to say thank you to all the people at Nellis and around Las Vegas that have supported the troops. And we couldn't do this without you all, without the love, the concern, and the gifts that you all sent us in the mail, the care packages. Keep them coming. Thank you very much.
We, of course, thank you so much for what you do, and obviously we wouldn't, you know, I'll be here sitting so free today if it weren't for you. So thank you very much, and happy holidays.
Thank you. Happy holidays to y'all, too.
All right. Bye, Andrea.
Sergeant Andrea Romero.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Dad, this morning on the phone with us. We'll be right back.